Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 12, Religious and Communal Movements. And our topic is Islamic Religious and Communal Movements. Islam is one of the largest minority faith in India and is perceived by Sangh Parivar as actively engaging a pan-Islamic ideology in order to recover the past glory and constantly is the cause of the Hindu sense of insecurity. Along with Hindu religious and social movements in the 19th century, the rising tide of Muslim politics was quite visible in the first quarter of 20th century, particularly after the formation of All India Muslim League in 1906. The Muslim communalism, like other right-wing organizations, started acquiring color on religio-political lines and inhabited the integration and assimilation of Muslim community in Indian society. Aligarh Muslim University fueled the fire by giving communal color to issues like Urdu language and separate electorate for Muslims, and steadily accelerated the movement for communal politics in the name of religious brotherhood. Events like Khilafat movement, Mopla riots in Kerala, propaganda of two-nation theory, demand for Pakistan, and finally the partition of country were the outcome of such politics fanned on religious lines. Even after the formation of secular India, the demands for maintaining exclusive identity remained consistent. The concept of religious brotherhood was put to use for this purpose. The cry for Islam is in danger caught the imaginary concept of Muslim brotherhood or the religious solidarity of Muslims, which formed the main ingredient of Muslim politics in India. Some of the Muslim scholars have rightly pointed out this decisive communal design of the feudal section in the community. It would seem that in the subcontinent, Muhammad's concept of Ummah Muslimah, Muslim community as a homogeneous unity, is only successful in politics and as a defensive posture. The slogan of religious brotherhood remained the same weapon for the political fight of Muslims even in post-partition India. The social elite of Muslim society also exploited the spiritual concept of Islamic brotherhood only to expand the autonomous space for Muslim politics in the country. Elitist character of Muslim politics failed to comprehend and work on the economic and social problems of Indian Muslims. Repeated slogans for a separate religious identity were basically for a separate political identity of the Muslims, which is contrary to the spirit of joint electorate system enforced in India after partition. Such efforts to homogenize a religious group in the popularity of Indian society widened the centuries-old communal mistrust between the two major religious communities of this country. The Muslim leaders, while taking advantage of the secular constitution, persisted with its divisive concept of religious solidarity, which implied communal unity in the name of minority privileges. The attempt for social integration was resisted upon under the grab of old cry of Islam in danger. Consequently, self-assertion of Muslim Brotherhood on communal lines pushed the Muslim community into mental and psychological ghettos. AQ Ansari, a prominent Congress leader, established a Muslim front inside the Congress, demanding that Congress party should give election tickets to Muslims on the basis of their population, keeping the Muslim masses ignorant of the realities of modern age. Their leaders continue to arouse the sentiments of internal religious unity for maintaining a distinct communal identity. What exactly was the concept of Muslim Brotherhood meant in a large space of democracy always remained an unanswered question. Against whom they want communal solidarity is a big question mark for even the Muslim thinkers. Now the next topic is religio-lingual issues. Along with the demand for separate electorate, the Urdu language has also acquired a religious color. Muslims, irrespective of their religion and mother tongue, have constantly raised the issue of Urdu as a part of their religio-cultural heritage. It is a general perception of the Muslims in India that Urdu can and will survive in India as a functional language only through its inclusion in the educational curriculum as a modern Indian language, which is the mother tongue of more than 60 million Indians. However, due to the negligent attitude of the so-called secularist and Hindu right-wing ideologies, the Urdu is losing its glory. Here, they generally forget that even rich language like Sanskrit could not survive despite having achieved state protection. No one denies the glare of Urdu as one of the fabulous languages of India, but here people belonging to Islamic faith should not claim for its monopoly over this lingua franca, which is even spoken by those who do not subscribe to this faith. The kind of communal color which associates with this language, Urdu has become largely confined to Muslim minority educational institutions and religious seminaries called madrasas. Though it has survived, yet the learners now belong to the lower strata of Muslim community, which is not only economically backward, but socially fragmented too, which consequently renders it as one of the educationally backward and deprived communities in the country. Thus, the religious aspect has come to define the horizon of Urdu due to the denial of state support, or rather the denial of the constitutional rights of the Urdu-speaking community. It is this situation which has misdirected the post-independence discourse on Urdu. To some extent, the preservation of Urdu is linked to the economic survival of the backward sections of the Muslim community, since the Muslim elite of North India has altogether abandoned the language. No doubt, Urdu is repository of the religious heritage of Muslim Indians. Yet, as a spoken language, it is still lingua franca of common men of India. Now let us discuss communal and terrorist activities and use of Islam. Apart from these issues which have largely dominated the mindset of Muslim population of India to a large extent, the Islamization of communal violence, separatism and terrorism have too come up as the special feature of religious communalism of Muslims in India, especially in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. The government officially banned the Students Islamic Movement of India, SIMI, in September 2001 under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act for fomenting communal tension and actions prejudicial to India's security. The government alleged that SIMI had links with terrorist groups such as Lashkar-e-Toiba and the Hizbul Mujahideen. The police in three different states arrested eight of its members, including former president of SIMI Bhopal District Unit, Khalid Naeem. On May 3, 2001, likewise, government banned the Muslim group Dindar Anjuman for fomenting communal tension and actions prejudicial to India's security. The state prosecutors alleged that some members of the tiny Muslim group called Dindar DCS and its parent organization Dindar Anjuman were responsible for the Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh church bombings in 2000. Given the terrorist insurgency throughout the globe, the Islamic groups are the easy target of state in most of the known Islamic countries. Here we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.